we just had our opening ceremony amongst the 13 or so students and a few guests were there, but we thought now to bring this first evening of the Kirtan course into the temple room and to the community of the devotees. We will do at the end a little ceremony which will invoke auspiciousness to those participants. But in the meantime, we will do kirtan. I will talk a little bit about a historic meeting, which is the basis of our kirtan course. It is a discussion which took place between Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. I'm not sure if I will be able to address the youngest member of our community in a language they can understand. So, if your children feel bored with me, please save me by bringing them out. We will just do kirtan. I think this language they will speak.
Thank you.
Just listen to yourself. Chant sincerely. As you engage in chanting, you should be able to hear what comes out from your heart and goes over your lips and comes to Krishna. So just listen to yourself. Chant sincerely. Please.
Yeah. the first melody, but put it a little higher.
Thank you.
like this now. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Kashya Jyane Chatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 express my great, great happiness to be in Radhadish, temple dish, which really is such a shelter for devotees. When I think of your Radhadish community, I really think of all the many, many years which I have come here and taken part in very spiritual events, very, let me say, breakthrough events. I can think immediately of the Radhadish Mellows, of the many interesting training sessions which were offered here throughout the years, sessions where I was able to participate, conferences, international conventions. Many, for me, this is a temple which is has been very formative in my own spiritual life, and I'm so grateful really that I have been invited to give spiritual guidance to the development of a course which will be which is called the Kirtan course, and which will be taught by very illustrious god brothers. I heard Lokanath Maharaj will come in addition to all the regular teachers like Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. I heard also that Dr. Jamri Prabhu will come. And now I know when you do a very nice effort to really go deep in kirtan, you will attract most probably the most advanced devotees in our movement who will try to come and also give their input to this kirtan course. So I'm very, very, very grateful to be part of it and serve it in some small way. As I told to the devotees who are immediately taking part of this, what is the technician amongst us?
I just had to put the mic on.
Good.
Just a second.
Good. As I explained to them, we will be teaching our course on the basis of Harinam Chintamani. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this in his ripe old age. It was one of his last compositions. And he prefaces his book saying that this is an extraordinary book. It is meant not for the uninitiated, those who are far away from Lord Chaitanya's movement, but it is an insider book, really. He says it's for those who have developed firm faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is in his teachings that Vaja Krishna, Kuru Krishna, worship Krishna, chant his name and follow his instructions. No? It's a book for all of you, for your devotees, you know. I will be teaching this book every day in my lectures. Every morning there will be what we call in our retreat language a discovery lecture. It is called like this because we hope to bring some point which is a new discovery for you. And you as the community will be invited to participate in these discovery lectures. They are there at the time of the Bhagavatam lecture, 7:45 I believe it starts, up till 9 o'clock sharp. This is one of the things I don't like about Radha Deshi. There is a person with a sword in his head who goes, cut off your head if you go to 9:10. Good. Then there will be morning sessions which are reserved to the registered students and those who are guests of Radha Deshi for 1 week. They will take place in the community hall starting at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock? 10 o'clock already. 10:30. Good. Then, during the there will be a long after this there will be some pause for digestion. The students will have reading assignments and questions, believe it or not. We will be asked questions on your how you comprehend the thing, but don't worry, we won't give you heavy notes and so on. I ran away from school when I was 15, and I have, because of that, I always had to write tests, and then I was graded, and I had almost nervous breakdowns because I was never prepared. So I have made a vow at that time to never inflict this pain on any one of my students. So Hare Krishna, this is my vow from when I was 15 and ran away from school. During the afternoon, we have instrument courses. I think Surabhi Kunj will teach us how to actually play harmonium and mridanga and karatas, isn't it?
I'll be teaching one of the courses only, but Krishangi Leela and Balaram Nityananda, they'll be.
Oh, Krishangi Leela!
Yeah.
The voice of Europe, the nightingale of Europe, will teach how to use the voice properly, voice development. Oh, I need that because I'm like a frog. Wonderful. Oh, this is a real vocalist, a trained vocalist. You will learn many things. I think it will be announced. And there will be also something which I feel is very important, a japa session, which guided japa. Because sometimes I've noted during these courses, there's so many things going on, but we don't have time for japa. So there is a 1 hour japa session where you can just immerse yourself in japa under the guidance of Gaura Hari, who gives just a few little things which will help you to chant your best rounds ever. And then in the evening we will all meet, students and community devotees and guests and a few mosquitoes here in the temple room for the evening katas and kirtans, which is very important because we will learn about the loving dealings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees and Mahaprabhu's personal instructions how to perform kirtan. It's quite extraordinary, the material which will be presented at that time. So, discovery lecture, morning session, and evening katha and kirtan. I expect all the students to be there in the three sessions. There are kirtan workshops, which are also, I believe, the reason why you came there. They will be easy. You will just learn to sing and play the instruments, and also japa sessions, which is optional depending on if you have finished your rounds or not. I want to now talk a little bit on this extraordinary book, Harinam Chintami. My dear devotees, this book has saved my life, really. I have told this to the devotees in the other days when I was in a mood to really reveal my heart to you. Like all of us, I'm also trying to become Krishna conscious, and a little in the 20 years ago I had a little crisis in my Krishna consciousness. It's not that I did not believe in the process of Krishna consciousness, but I didn't believe in myself that I would be able to come to a good level of Krishna consciousness. I had been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 20 years, and I noticed that my heart was not really how it should be. I also noticed that my relationship to Krishna was still very much, can I say, theoretical. I didn't think very often of Krishna throughout the day, and I thought the process is certainly perfect because it is delivered by a person in whom I have absolute faith, Srila Prabhupada. And he has taught by his example that when I was in Prabhupada's presence a few times, I saw him chanting, I watched him when he was alone in his room, and when he was even sleeping in his bed, I was there watching, and I could see he was all his Krishna consciousness. You know, even in one fun time, I climbed up the wall like Spider-Man of the place where Srila Prabhupada was, and bent on the balcony because I wanted to see what does my spiritual master do when he sleeps. And I saw him on the side, and there was the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra coming from his lips. I went very close to the open window, and he was chanting in his sleep. Wow! He's never covered by tamagun. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So I have faith in Srila Prabhupada and his words, but my own spiritual life was just so, such a green monster, and so neophyte, so an aggressive, arrogant German, really. And I then began to study very intently, how does this process work? What can I learn more? I must be doing something wrong. And at that time, the late Tama Krishna Goswami taught the Harinam Chintamani in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. And I was so enthusiastic because here, Haridas Thakur, who is declared to be the teacher of the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gives us a concrete step-by-step process how to go deeper to the chanting. I was so enthusiastic that I wrote my first book from after the course. It's called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name, and it has become a bestseller in this course. I can't stop joking what to do. So I was so enthusiastic. I wanted to run out to the world, and because I couldn't reach everyone, I wrote a book you know, based on the knowledge of Harinam Chintamani. Because while I learned the book in Vrindavan, I developed a great taste of the chanting of the holy name, which was so amazing that we sometimes chanted throughout the night. We couldn't just get to sleep, you know. Once you're really enthusiastic, then these things happen to you. Mm. So I was really enthusiastic, and it really helped me. When I was invited to come here and teach the first Kirtan course, I just went back in time to that time when I actually needed spiritual instructions which would help me to apply the process with first class results. Then I thought, let me teach now also the Harinam Chintamani, and therefore this will be taught in some details. I worked very hard on it, and I hope that it will make you enthusiastic as it did in my case. If it does, it's all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If it does not, it's all my fault. I'm just trembling with excitement, and would just like to set this evening a little bit the frame of this amazing work, which is called the Touchstone of the Holy Name. Harinam Chintamani is a type. Harinam, you know, the name of Hari. Chintamani means touchstone. It's translated in now in BBT books now as the philosopher's stone. It comes from mystical language. The philosopher's stone or touchstone is a jewel, which when you touch it to something, to anything, it will transform that object and make it gold. If I would, for instance, be in possession of a touchstone and touch this ordinary sleepy Belgium iron from Belgium, sleepy like the whole country, then bling, it would turn to gold. This is the power of the touchstone. Now, the word is mani, and mani means a jewel, and chitta means a thought jewel. It's what, when the holy name touches your mind, it will turn into a pure mind, a Krishna conscious mind. It is such a powerful thing that it will transform your heart, actually. So this book is taught in a setting, in a frame, and the frame is really, it's on the bank of the ocean in Neelachal Jagannath Puri. You can almost hear the waves coming on the bank. They place their palm trees waving in the soft breeze which comes from the Arabic Sea. And on a little hill overlooking the ancient town is a beautiful temple, the temple of the Lord of the Universe, Lord Jagannath, who resides there in a wooden form. Now, in the same town is another form of God who's not wooden but who moves about in a gold of complexion. Anyone knows the name of this form? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know everything. Two lords. One who's in a worshipable form Worship in the temple. Padu, come in. This is very extended. You will appreciate it. And yes, and the other form is a golden avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come there to save the living entities from the bondage of samsara. This Lord, Gauranga, gives everyone whatever they want. Therefore, he is compared to be with a kalpa vriksha tree, a desire tree. Those who want material benefits from the Lord can obtain them, but those who want the highest spiritual benefits, like the love of Godhead, can also obtain this from the moving Brahman, the moving God, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He has come there specifically to reveal the Yuga Dharma of the age of Kali, which is the process of the spiritual process which works. I will read to you now in the language of Harinam Chintamani how he is going to teach. In that place, like a desire tree, giving unlimited treasures, the Lord, who is surrounded by his dear devotees, presents precise instructions to the people of the world how to obtain the rarely obtained jewel of love of God. To teach the people of the world, he used several devotees. Through the mouth of Ramananda, he taught the concept of rasa. Through the mouth of the priest Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he taught how to obtain real liberation from material life. And through the mouth of Rupa Goswami, he taught an exact analysis of rasa. But through the mouth of his dear devotee, Haridas Thakur, he taught the full glories of the holy name. One day, my dear devotees, after completing his bath in the ocean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the sacred Siddhabhaku retreat. The Haridas had been chanting already from the early morning on. Lord Chaitanya was very much in a blissful mood at that time, and smiling sweetly, having a precise intention in his mind, he inquired from Haridas how the living entities could be delivered from this world very easily. He didn't want a difficult process. Haridas, he said, the people are suffering so much and they are spiritually not very capable. Tell an easy way for them how they can be delivered. When Haridas was asked by the Lord to speak about this subject, he felt very, how do you say it in English, imperfect. And he shivered in ecstasy tears started to pour from his eyes, and he just lurched forward and grasped the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this. He held them to the chest and started to speak in great humility. Oh Lord, it's so difficult to understand your pastimes. You must know that I'm absolutely worthless. I have no education, I have no knowledge. Why have you asked me such a question? This question required the most qualified person, but I'm the most unqualified. What good can come from my mouth? You descended at this time in Navadvip down to deliver all souls in Kali Yuga, simply to give me mercy. You are keeping me under your lotus feet. And then he started to speak about his relationship. You are the spirit with the Lord. You are the spiritual son. And I'm just a little particle of light. My dear pujaris, can you be silent like you should be and not talk so loud as if you're the street of Belgium? What a question. This is not from Haridas Thakur. Again, my Lord, you are like the spiritual sun. I am like a little particle of light. You are the Lord, and I am your eternal servant. So, I cannot talk, but just to give satisfaction to your heart, I must obey your order. And therefore, if you will empower me, I will speak above on this question. Your question is most important. You have asked me how anyone and everyone can be delivered from the clutches of this material world. And I will speak now about it. My Lord, make me speak, make me speak. And the rest of the book is now what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes Haridas Thakur speak. My dear devotees, if you want to learn the science of Krishna consciousness, you must follow the footsteps of these great souls. You must follow the footsteps of Haridas Thakur. You must follow these footsteps, and then everything will be very easy. When I was young, I had a very nice teacher. I must admit, I didn't grow up without a teacher. I had this the strongest teacher you can actually imagine, two strong teachers. When I was a teenager, I ran away from school because it was just too boring for me. I went into another school, which was the most heavy school I can imagine. It was my grandfather, who was extremely knowledgeable, who could understand me. He was a revolutionary, but he taught me every day for a few hours. My God, was that intense. One day, he took me out into the nature. It was in the winter, it was night, I remember. And he said, "We are lost." We are lost, I said. I was very young, we are lost. "Yes," he said. "And we have a few hours before we die. It's very cold. What are you going to do about this?" didn't believe it. But after 2 hours, we were just sitting in the snow, and the slow death was coming. We said, it's okay, we are going to die or what? Are you serious? I said, very serious. I just remember I panicked and I started to cry. Grandpa, did you bring us me here so that I die? No, he said, I brought you here so that you will find out how to save yourself. My grandfather, his name was Gustav, very strong man. And then he instructed me, we will now walk, we will orient ourselves by one star which never changes so that we don't get lost. So North Star, he taught me the way how to survive in the snowstorm. And I remember it was becoming so tough at one stage that he said, and now when you don't see the North Star, your only chance is follow me. Follow in my footsteps. I never forget that. So, you know, then you have to escape, and you're a young child. Then you. This is what you have to learn to do in Krishna consciousness. Save yourself by follow the footsteps of Haridas Thakur as they are laid out in Harinam Chintamani. Prabhupada was talking about this. Can I read this to you? It's about following footsteps. And the right mood for kirtan. He said, so we have to follow the footprints of the Goswamis. How to search out Krishna and Radharani in Vrindavan or within your heart. This is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan. Feelings of separation. Vipralamba, Vipralamba Seva. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling the separation from Krishna. He was falling down on the sea. He was coming out of his restroom or his bedroom, and he was going out at the dead of night. Nobody knew when he was gone. So that was his searching. This process of devotional service is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that you say we have seen Krishna or seen Radharani and Rasa Leela. No, not like that. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in separation feeling, and then it will be perfect. That is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Because with our material eyes we cannot see Krishna. Atasi Krishna Namari, Navavet Graya Mindriyai. With our material senses we cannot see Krishna. We cannot even hear Krishna's name. This may come as a surprise to you, but do you know that you can't hear the name with the material senses? But when you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, jivado, beginning from the tongue, then you can understand. Begin your service through the tongue. How? Chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
And take Krishna prasada. The tongue has got two businesses, to articulate sound, Hare Krishna, and take prasada. By this process, you will realize Krishna. Don't try to see Krishna. You cannot see Krishna with your material eyes. Neither can you hear him with your material ears. Don't try to touch him, but if you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, then he will reveal himself to you. He will say, here I am. They're just wanted. So feel the separation of Krishna, just like Radharani, as Lord Chaitanya teaches us, and engage your tongue in the service of the Lord. Then one day, when you are mature, you will see Krishna eye to eye. This is a little bit something from Srila Prabhupada, some teachings of Prabhupada on how to do kirtan. Feel that you are here in this world, and that for so many long years you are separated from Krishna, and now you have the opportunity to call out for Krishna. As I'm saying this, one of our teachers has arrived with an effulgent, blissful smile, and his wife is also, teacher wife is also there. And arrived. Welcome, Dharanari and Vaishyachati. It is very necessary to have to follow in the footsteps, and then yes, you will come out of a snowstorm, and you will also come out of material life, and come to the light, the pure light of Krishna consciousness. So as we are going along with this kirtan course, we will follow in the footsteps of the Namacharya Haridas Thakur, and the footsteps of our exalted teachers who will come for these 3 months here. I want to congratulate you. You made the right decision to come here, and I will really now be very happy to lead you into the opening ceremony which we have arranged for you. And I must just look at the wristwatch, because I must know how everything goes. But what we could do at this stage is we could see if you have a few questions, either on the subject matter of Harinam Kirtan, Harinam Chaitanya. Of course, we cannot reveal everything which comes later in the course, but we can already engage a little bit in just getting to know each other by asking, by just discussing the thing. And then we will go in a few minutes into the Kirtan course. I hear the deities are opening 10 to 9. Is this going? So we have 10 more minutes. Hare Krishna, Prabhus. Oops. Oh, I'm so happy to be with you. I hope I'm not too enthusiastic for you. Hare Krishna. Here is my question. Your good name again, I forgot. Please tell me.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. Anastasia, please forgive me. Yes. What is your question?
Well, you were talking about meditating on Krishna and separation, but sometimes this desire to meet Krishna is so strong. How do we change the mindset to chant in separation?
I've got news for you, but let me repeat your questions, because there are recording devices which supply the devotees with the course. One devotee asked a very important question about the mood of separation. She said that sometimes the desire to meet Krishna is so strong that we just can't feel satisfied with, you know, feeling as, or we want very much that the separation goes. The word vipralamba the Sanskrit word vipralamba, which in English is translated as separation, gives us the answer, really. Vipra means something which is in the distance, and alambana, vipralamba, means to obtain that. So the word really translated from the Sanskrit into English would mean vipralamba is to obtain that what is in the distance. And the way you do this is by feelings of separation or feelings of longing. You might have heard that Srila Prabhupada said he coined the phrase Krishna consciousness from one verse of Rupa Goswami, where Rupa Goswami speaks about this. He says, if there is any price to be paid to obtain the Lord, it's strong feelings of eagerness. So this feelings of eagerness is how everything starts, and then as the eagerness becomes more and more strong, you feel actually that it's intolerable, like you say, to be separated. The moment Krishna sees his devotee arriving at this point where he really feels the separation, he feels it's not okay, it's something is very wrong, I'm separated from the Lord. The moment he recognizes this feeling in the heart of his devotee, at that moment he makes himself known to the devotee by first of all entering into the heart. What this means is that the feeling of separation or the feeling of eagerness becomes stronger. You could compare it a little bit with boiling water. You know, as you supply more and more heat to the water, the structure of the water changes and comes to a boiling point. It moves around, bubbles appear, and so on. So it's the same with your eagerness. As your eagerness grows and grows and grows, vipralamba comes. And at that time, if you want to have an example, bubbles don't appear in your heart, but Krishna appears in your heart. But you, the feelings of eagerness or longing must come to this level. And what it means to Anasuya is, this is how the philosophers explain it, Krishna is outside, you are still separated. You may be still in the material world, but Krishna is inside of your heart. It's a very concrete impression. Your thinking of Krishna becomes just so concrete. I would love to give you a little example which can give you a little hint of it. It's something which happened in my family with my grandmama. She's the wife of Gustav. Both have passed away since long. But they had one child together. That was my father. My father was in the war in Russia, and there would be regular news that the German army lost in Russia against the Red Army. That was the Russian army. And there were regular reports of dead soldiers coming in and missed soldiers. So my father was also on the missed list. No one knew. Most probably those who were missing were dead, but they were not yet identified. So the news came back, my father is dead. But my grandmother, who loved my father so much, longed so much, was so much with my... And she had this connection. She said, no, he comes. He comes back on June the 6th. Everyone thought, poor woman. But on June the 6th, she went into the kitchen and started to cook the favorite preparation of my father, which was vegetarian by Krishna's mercy. Grease brei. So she started to cook grease brei. That's a German preparation, if I translate. And everyone thought the poor woman, the poor lady has become mad. You know. But at 12 o'clock sharp, the door, the garden door screeched, and then my father came. And for my grandmother, it was the most natural thing in the heart, because she felt so much, oh, my Ernst Günther, my son, that the son was already in the heart. This is a psychological phenomenon that you can see when there is a phenomenon of deep love. It's maybe something which you young people have not yet experienced, but it is within the experience of the human psychology to do that. So, so in the Vaishnava theology, it is like this, that you feel so separated, Anasuya, from the Lord, that then you will have the distinct feeling, he's in my heart. So, yes, therefore it is said, the feelings of separation, the Sanskrit word is vipralamba, that what is in the distance will be attained by that feeling. That is Krishna, who may be in the distance for a covered soul, conditioned soul. If he comes to the, if the feelings of eagerness and longing come to that boiling point, Krishna is in your heart. And therefore, it is the greatest bliss for a devotee. He's not feeling, oh no, Krishna is gone any longer. Although, see, spiritual things are paradoxical. They can't go with it into the simple yes, no, yes, no, yes, no mind system. You feel in some ways the Lord is there, but is away from me, but he's also there. Radharani expresses it like this. If I should choose between meeting and feeling separated from Krishna, I will choose separation, because in meeting I'm only with one Krishna, but in the mood of separation I see him coming from every corner from the universe. Many Krishnas. This is the feeling. For us, we are starting this, and it is a new concept, but don't worry, Anasuya, as you will become, because this is already within the mind of, this is in the possibility of the human psychology, that devotees, you can ask our devotees, have experienced this, that they thought so much of Krishna, then they read in the Krishna book and other favorable literature, and they feel Krishna is very much there, they feel the solace. Therefore, it is said, when if you feel separated from Krishna, hear about him, and you will feel the solace that he is present. We do this in our Govardhan retreats. Believe it or not, we talk from morning till evening about Krishna there. It's unusual, but that's what we are supposed to do in the Hare Krishna movement. It really works. We feel Krishna so close. Whew. It's a very good question, Anasuya. Thank you so much for this most important question. Thank you. Very good question. Very good. So, we have now come. Hare Krishna Pujari ji. We have heard you speaking.
Thank you.
house. In this opening ceremony, we will require two types of devotees. If you turn around so that you can see. I will first request the students, the 12 students, who are registered to come and sit there on the altar. Not on the altar. There's not a lot before the altar, just before the altar, because we will invite you to pray for the Lord by waving a light before the deities, which is our land. So please do so, the students. Maybe Dina Daria, you can come a little bit. Is there a good? Yes, Mama, I will request you to do a soft this.
It's gonna be good for me, Dad.
And we also require the members of the community. These are all of us who are not belonging to the 12 students. Let me actually go in front and say to you.
Sir Mahmoud.